Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we've been kicking around some stuff to start the show. Obviously, we've got a lot of stuff coming up later in the show, but the biggest thing is that we take a look at Sunday and we say to ourselves, okay, the Browns are a better team than we thought. Maybe they're going in the right direction. That team they beat wasn't very good. And prior to that, Dan and I both thought the heat on Kevin Stefanski was about an 8. And it's backed off to 4.5. Is that what you said?
I put it at a 5.
Okay, I'll go with there. 4.55 right there for me. Jeff thought it was a little bit less going into this. I think that people have really chilled out since Sunday. But, it only gets you to the next week. And what they do against New England is going to make a big difference, especially because you're going to be sitting on it for 2 weeks with a bye, right? So, you're going to be contemplating a lot of things, and people need to write and people need to talk, too. So, if they can leave this thing on Sunday on a good note, on a winning note, the optimism will be way better than it was last Friday, and that's where we'll stand. But I think there are folks that are still like, I don't know about Kevin. I don't know about this.
I don't think they're going to make any kind of changes at all until after the season, if then.
Unless it goes complete. Can't you see them if
in week 14 or 15?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that before because with 4 weeks to go, if you think that maybe Jim Schwartz is the coach that you want in the future, or you want to take things in a different direction for the last 4 weeks, then you say exit stage right to your coach who's now, first year of an extension.
So I would think if they make a move that they would go outside the organization.
I have no answer on that.
Yeah, I don't either.
If Jim Schwartz wanted to coach, what he's done with the defense this year has definitely proved it, that he could. I don't think there's any, and we know he's done it before.
He's been a head coach before. He's not been an overly successful head coach, but that doesn't mean he couldn't be this time around.
Yeah, we know sometimes the second time around is a little bit better than the first.
Absolutely right. So. I think Jim's a great football coach, but I just kind of get the impression that they would do something different.
The next point,
if they did anything at all.
The next point to this, too, is does this change what you think the Browns should do at the deadline? Coming up on November 4th, Fred is in Maple Heights. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. So, I think at the end of the day, man, it's all pointing towards the guy who nobody sees, and that's the guy above who Andrew Berry, right? That's
Paul DePodesta. Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of strengthening the Browns organization. Has he done that? Has he done that since he's been here?
Fred, let me ask you this. Because I don't know. Do you know exactly what he does? I don't know.
According to what I looked up while I was on hold, he's in charge of strengthening the Browns organization.
Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean making sure that you're putting in football fields in the community? Because that strengthens the organization in the community. I'm not trying to be a smart guy. I don't know what the guy does.
Well, what he's supposed to be doing, any guy in that position is supposed to be scouting the player development, analytics, and roster construction. That's what we're complaining about.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, right?
So maybe, Fred. He's like the mystery man.
Well, but see, if he's supposed to be doing his job, if he's not out to lunch, right?
Yeah, but we don't know exactly what his job is. I would think it has to do with analytics and players and analysis and all that. But we don't really know.
Well, that's the problem, right? The fact that we don't know, but the fact that that's what he's supposed to be doing.
According to you and some things that we've seen written, you know who knows what he's supposed to do?
The Haslams.
That's it. You nailed it, Fred. That's it.
I understand it, but it's kind of messed up. I mean, I still think Stefanski is on the hot seat, but if we're complaining about the talent that he's getting, that Andrew Berry's giving him, it seems like somebody's over him, right? Supposed to be over him. And not a baseball guy, if we could really just go there, right? So if we had a football guy there in that position and not a baseball guy, I think the Browns would have more strengthening going on. I just would think so, man. I mean, it's systems. This is systems. This is SOPs. This is logistics. This is stuff that he should be doing. And the fact that we don't know what he's doing, but we're, you know, looking at Stefanski, we're looking at Andrew Berry, but we need to be looking at the other guy.
And Fred, let me say.
Thanks, Fred. By the way, Paul DePodesta played college football at Harvard.
He's not a baseball guy. You know what he is?
He's an analytics
guy. He's a sports analytics guy.
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, I mean, it's far. I feel, you know, he plays wide receiver at Harvard. I don't know. What does that count for?
Counts for something. We don't need to know what he does. This isn't a publicly traded company. Or I shouldn't even say that. This isn't a public company. This isn't owned by the people. This isn't anything like that. We don't need to know what he does.
No. The only people who need to know what he does are Jimmy and D. Haslam.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But I think the other part of this, though, is if you have failure after failure after failure, then you assume that whatever he's doing is failure.
Yeah, but we don't know what he's doing.
But you have no idea what he's doing.
Well, no.
How can you call what he's doing a failure when you don't know what he's failing at?
If the team that he is hired to be the director of strategic planning is not winning, that's failure.
Maybe the strategic planning has
to
do completely.
Maybe he's the RC Cola guy that got the deal for the RC Cola.
There it is.
Maybe
he's running business operations and we don't know it.
Maybe
nobody's
told
us.
Maybe he's buying up all the land in Berea and making sure that you get the new practice facility. We have no idea what this man does. So there's no point in blaming him for anything because you don't know what he does.
I can't blame him for the roster because though he did that in baseball, I don't know that he's necessarily doing that in football.
All right. Well, then I'll lay this out for you. Was he not the man? Did we not hear this numerous times? He was the man that wanted Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach. That's a fact. Yes, that was a fact.
The year before.
That he was the one that wanted Kevin. If that's true, then what? Now can you assess something about what he does?
I have no idea what he does. I'm 99% sure we could walk around that entire front office and go, who do you want to be as the coach of the Cleveland Browns? And I think you'd get 20 answers. Like, I have no idea what this man does. This flat out is like in the same way that I do not know what vice presidents of colleges and universities do.
I do. Cash what? Checks.
Exactly. I feel the same way about Paul DePodesta, where it's like, I have no idea what
I mean,
what
if
you
he's
do
doing analytics, that maybe he's helping the team print money.
Maybe.
If there's analytics to this, I mean obviously there's more to it than...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jim in Strongsville. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry, Jim.
We're all mad as hell. We don't know what we're mad about.
Jim, go ahead. I ask the same thing about Dan every day, by the way.
You what about Dan?
I ask the same question about Dan every day.
Yeah, yeah, what's he do?
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out, too.
No, listen, Jeff, I agree with you. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good head coach. I think where the problem comes in is that, look, if he was just the head coach, it would be great. But I think his ego, and I mean, he's got an ego, obviously. His ego when it comes to the offensive side of the ball and relationships with quarterbacks and development with quarterbacks. Look, I think if he was just the head coach, he'd be a really good head coach because I think he handles his players well overall across the team. But I just think if he would start stepping away from the offense, but he's shown such a reluctance to do that. And I get it. You hired him because he was an offensive guru. But the problem is now you have him as a head coach. And when you look at these teams that you say, well, you know, the Steelers went through struggles and this guy went through struggles. They didn't hire an offensive guy or a defensive guy. Look where those has happened. They're special teams guys. There's Harbaugh. There's Tomlin. There's before that you had what's his name in Pittsburgh. Yes, with those guys, they were managing the whole team. The problem with Kevin is he's so intimately linked with this offense, and it's his own ego that's keeping him linked to it. He could have at any point brought in an offensive coordinator and says, hey, you run the show. I trust you. You know, a guy with a name, and stepped away from it and said, I'm going to be the head coach, the CEO. And he just hasn't done that. And I don't know that he has the ability to do that.
And you know what, Jim? I can't disagree with anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You just said, but I also still will wonder, I'd like to see more offensive talent on the team and see what he can do. There are a lot of head coaches that, you know, handle the offense and do stuff. And has Kevin done a great job with that? No, he hasn't, clearly. But again, you know, we went over yesterday, we just mentioned, and Andy Reid, you know, you see Andy calling the plays and doing his thing. And look at all of the weapons they have on their offense. You know,
yeah.
And when they have some wide receivers that might have question marks, they bring in some other guys. And you know, I think the Chiefs have five wide receivers that we'd probably take over anybody on our team, maybe other than Jerry Jeudy. Well, now that's a Super Bowl contender.
Right.
You know, and they just keep bringing them in. That's what I'd love to see our team do, but our team doesn't do that. And instead, we'd buy these lottery tickets. And as I find out on a daily basis, those lottery tickets don't cash very well.
Nick is in a car. Hey, Nick.
Under no way, shape, or form should anyone be simmered down or simmered down or whatever the hell you want to say in regards to Kevin Stefanski.
It feels that way.
He won a single game against a floundering franchise. He had no choice but to run the ball, with winds being 40, 50 miles an hour. He's 5-20 in his last 25 games, going back to the playoff loss against Houston. He loses us football games. He loses us two or three football games a year. Your head coach cannot lose you that many football games. He's an awesome 55-minute football coach. He's great. Guys, he's not it. The consistency's not there. The motivation is not there. He says the same damn thing at the end of every game, win or lose. If it's win, they send the cameras in and it's, how about that team win? Oh, wow, that's real motivational. If it's a lose, we all got to be better. We all got to coach better.
Which all has nothing to do with the way the team plays on the field, the way he responds in a press conference. But that's okay.
Is that Jeff just
okay. His overall style and personality doesn't influence the way the team plays? Are you nuts?
Yes, I am.
Are you
nuts? Yes, I am, Nick.
Because you're going to see this week, you're going to see Mike Vrabel coach circles around Kevin Stefanski with, quite frankly, a pretty level talented football team. I know you guys are going to bring up Drake May. He's having a great year. Jerod Mayo had basically the same exact roster that Mike Vrabel has right now.
They've Nick, added you haven't asked who would we rather have as a head coach, Mike Vrabel or Kevin Stefanski.
My point is, we're talking about he doesn't have enough talent. Coaches make players better. Mike Vrabel is doing it right now in New England.
Okay.
You are going to see Mike Vrabel coach circles around Kevin Stefanski this Sunday with a not-so-talented roster.
There we go. Thank you, Nick, in a car. All right, so maybe one guy wasn't Simmadown.
I'll
it still feels
differ.
Like I'm just...
He's got a lot more skill position talent. He does.
That Mike does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I would much rather have Mike Vrabel as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. I think Mike's a terrific coach. And that's nothing against Kevin. I think Mike's one of the better coaches in the league, personally.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us next.
He just talked about consistency. Give me 20 seconds.
Go.
Take a look at the first 4 years Kevin was here.
Yeah.
It's pretty consistent. And the win totals didn't drop off the face of the earth like they did last year. What happened last year? You had a quarterback that was your guy who you had to play because he was making all the money, even though he wasn't playing well. Then he got hurt. And so, look, I don't think Kevin's the best coach in the league. I also know that he's not the worst. And when he's had some talent to work with on the offensive side of the ball, they've won some games. I'm not going to put him in anybody's coach's Hall of Fame. But I think the offensive talent is lacking on this team. So go ahead and tell me I'm stupid because I think Kevin can coach when he has talent. I'm fine with that.
Mary Kay Cabot up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.